Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you and two very important people here from Kono. It is the Council of Neighbors and Organizations. CEO Diane Lushen is here. Hello, Diane. Great to see you.
Renee. Great to see you.
It's so good. I'm so glad you're here. And Sarah Voss, COO, is here. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Great. It's great to see you guys. Thanks so much for coming in. There's a big event coming up for Kono, which we're going to talk about.
That's correct.
But first, okay, we'll tease it. It's the first day of Summer Block Party, which is coming up June 21st. So much happening with that, which we're going to talk about. But first, let's talk about Kono. I think it's been, what, a year that you guys have been on the show, maybe?
Really? I think so.
Yeah.
Time flies. We blinked, and it's now a year has passed.
That is crazy. But I'm so glad you guys could come back on, because a lot of folks may not even know about Kono. What Kono does in our community and helps neighborhoods and just basically our community in general.
Absolutely. So Kono's mission is to empower neighborhoods throughout the Pikes Peak region. We serve El Paso and Teller County, and we do that with the goal of educating and connecting. And our vision is neighbors and neighborhoods engaged in creating safe, healthy, thriving places to live.
Right.
And we, do that through a variety of ways, through education, networking to resources throughout municipality relationships that we have, workshops that we hold. We're a firm believers that citizens should really be involved in their community.
Right.
But you can't be as involved as we would hope you were unless you have contacts and connections and understanding of how things work and where you can go to get your questions addressed and answered.
And I'm sure there are some neighborhoods, and we'll talk about some of the biggest things that neighborhoods are looking at and dealing with and facing right now. But I'm sure there are some even communities, and it's in every part of the country, but some people don't even know each other. They're like, oh, my neighbor, right? And this is a valuable way, isn't it, to bring neighbors together too, isn't it?
Absolutely. We have seen, I don't know if we've seen an instance where once someone maybe shared a beer and a burger or just got to know their neighbor where it didn't improve the relationship between neighbor to neighbor and ultimately the neighborhood, because we have seen that, things happen. Contentious things pop up. Someone gets a new dog. Maybe they're barking.
Right.
One of the first things we say is, did you talk to your neighbor? But when you have built those relationships within the neighborhood, when something challenging presents itself, we always see that the contention goes down significantly because people have just a mutual respect.
Right.
They've gotten to know someone as the human beings that we are and have thoughtful conversation about working through a resolution around issues in their neighborhood.
So how was Kono inspired? Obviously, this was like we need to do this. We need to help our neighborhoods. We need to help our communities. So what really inspired Kono
inspired,
to form?
Yeah, well, just that. Really ensuring that neighborhood leaders had a voice. The organization was formed 43 years ago by a group of volunteers, and they were all leaders in their neighborhoods. So they just said, we really need to have a little bit more organization, be more proactive, and really ensure that there's a really good public process, ensuring that neighborhoods' voices around the table when there's things affecting them. So education has really been a goal from day one with Kono,
right.
And we've just kind of transformed into this 501c3 in the last 4 years.
Which is incredible,
because awesome.
I mean, that's how impactful it is. That just shows how impactful Kono is.
Exactly. We're a staff of five now, three full-time, two part-time, and many full-time volunteers that help us do the work. But we really just have always had that goal of education, putting the tools in people's hands to help them carry their torch and know the process, know how to navigate and who to talk to and where to get the information. So they can be part of the solution. They can show up because, like I've said, I think maybe last year I said too, decisions will get made without you, whether you're there or not.
That's
so be
exactly
there.
Right. So be there as your community and the voice for your community.
Yes.
And you guys touched on, it's interesting, we were talking about this before we came on the air, and Sarah, you just brought it up, be the voice for your community. There's lots of stuff happening at county commissioner meetings, city council meetings that may have to do with your neighborhood, and you need to have a voice in that.
Exactly, Renee. And as Sarah alluded to, we want to walk alongside. We're not there to speak specifically for an individual and or their neighborhood, but we're there to say, here's how you do this. here's what you should prepare for if you're going to go and have a conversation in front of or make comments to your elected officials at the county or the city, and walk alongside. And again, coach, give resources, but also make sure that folks are coming from a place of education and understanding right. about these some very complex issues as we are continuing to grow.
And we're going to find out after the break about some of those complex issues, but I'm sure you get a lot of questions. They don't even know, like, say, here's an example. I was telling you guys, a friend of mine, their neighborhood is having a problem with a dangerous intersection, and they don't know who to talk to as the neighborhood. Kono, I'm just giving an example, would be a great organization to reach out to help them make the connections, understand who to talk to, and try and move forward in making that intersection safer.
Yes, correct. And we may not be able to solve the problem right then and there, but what we can do, like Dan said, is connect you to those different partners that we have relationships with. And so we have
start the conversation,
yes. See where the real issues are, if that problem can be solved. Maybe it's in the queue for a couple of years because of paving or some other
right.
thing. So it's learning about how that neighborhood can have a voice around an issue, but also everyone being open to understanding and adjusting as needed. And it's for safety. So we can definitely help plug people in and get the ball rolling.
Do you guys, when people first learn about Kono and they reach out and they're like, so here's what we're dealing, is it like a light bulb? Like, oh my gosh, advocates to help us, resources. Is it kind of like a light bulb moment? Because I'm sure a lot of folks don't know. Look how fast we're growing.
Absolutely.
And so many new neighborhoods, and they're like, oh, look at this amazing resource.
It is. I mean, truth be told, people come to us because they're frustrated. There's an issue. It's a challenge. It's an issue. But I think that Kono over the years has done just such a great job, as Sarah said, of plugging people into the right space to be a part of solutions.
Right.
And they come back and then they say, oh, this was great. I have this organization that if they can't, they don't know the answer, they're at least going to know a couple people to connect us with and start us through the process.
Yeah, getting the answers that we need.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to find out some of the top things that some of the neighborhoods in our community are seeing, plus Kono's first day of summer block party. Hey, this is a great way to get connected, right? Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and more next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to talk with my guests from Kono, CEO Diane Lucian. I always do that, Diane.
It's okay.
Lucian. I don't know. My brain just goes Lucian. Sorry. Sarah, I got your Voss ready.
Awesome.
COO. Thank you so much for being here. So if you don't know, Kono stands for Council of Neighbors and Organizations, 501(c) now. Isn't that incredible? After 43 years, last few years, 501(c). That's how impactful the organization is into helping communities around here. And we were talking during the break. In fact, Sarah, you just had one. It was a great thing that happened on the west side and helped kind of orchestrate a big thing to come together.
Yeah, it's fun to talk about because it's a really big collaborative effort. So I also actually sit on the West Side Neighborhood Organization's board.
Yeah.
So I got to kind of be part of this hands-on. The Kacharis Park had a rundown basketball court on the west side. It's off of Colorado and 12th. Avenue. And, you know, there is a guy at the local bar, Front Range Barbecue, where he works, Tim Tackett, said, hey, I play basketball there all the time, but it's kind of run down. The lines aren't looking very good. And he said, I think I'm just going to go spray paint it one night. And I said, hold on. You know, I know people. And I use those skills from Kono of connecting those resources. So we got connected to Sean Riley with City Parks Department and Trails and Open Space Coalition and Kono through this opportunity called Connecting People to Parks. And we painted the basketball court about 2 weekends ago, and it's so fun. It's actually Denver Nuggets colors.
Oh, that's fun.
We painted inside the lines, blocked colored it, and we had live music and a food truck and kids and families there helping paint 2 weekends ago. And I was just saying that I saw on Facebook that there's a local Westsider that is doing a pickup basketball game every Wednesday night at that court now. So just really activating a space, bringing pride back into that neighborhood where it was kind of a rundown park and basketball court.
Yeah.
So it's just a success story of showing, again, how Kono can connect to neighbors, to connect to city, to other nonprofits,
right.
and Trail,
Absolutely.
Trails and Open Space Coalition. So it's just a really fun thing to see when when sometimes we deal with contentious HOA issues, this was a very lighthearted, fun event to see come to fruition.
And Diane, though, sometimes it's not just about basketball courts, right?
Correct.
We do know that in Springs Ranch, it's a hot topic right now. Looks like the developer would like to change the golf course into more space for development. And that is creating some conversation, controversy in the Springs Ranch area, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it appears that the former golf course will be sold, and Classic Homes is working on a development plan for additional housing, which is a positive for the community given our need for inventory, housing inventory.
Right.
But what I want to mention about this is that this is huge. It's several homes along that golf course property that Classic has really jumped in at the front end and been very transparent and interactive with the neighborhood. And it's a great model of them inviting those residents that live around the golf course in. And when I say in, to hear about the plan, but more importantly, to provide ideas and feedback. And so last month, they had kind of their initial meetings and put it out there that this is what we're looking at, this is what we're doing, but please give us your feedback, give us your ideas. And last week and then last night, there were follow-up meetings. And it was really great to see that Classic, as the developer, is listening. They are addressing some of the concerns, like restricting certain areas to just be a one-level ranch-style home. And so my biggest message out to the community is that I think sometimes out of fear of this unknown that a neighborhood will go, oh my gosh, development is coming. But if you want to be, to Sarah's point, collaborative,
yeah, exactly,
and respectful in a process and dialogue and be creative, I think it can happen. And if you are willing as a neighborhood to concede a little bit and understand and go through this process, that you can get some wins as well that can make both the developer, the neighborhood, and the overall community just a better place for everybody.
For everybody.
And that may sound like, oh, wow, let's be, you know, Pollyanna, but it really has been great to watch the concession and the dialogue, and it's been respectful. And we've seen both sides of it, where we've had some of the HOAs come to us and we've been able to coach them. And one of the first things we said, be collaborative. Don't be our way or no way. Be collaborative, and you're going to see some wins in the process. Is it perfect? No, but it's definitely, I think, a great model for how things can move forward. And I think, too, to Sarah's point about the basketball court.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes neighborhoods think it just has to be about the big, heavy issues.
Exactly.
But something as simple as beautifying in a neighborhood approach to a basketball court is just as rewarding.
Absolutely.
In Kono's mind, because you're making incremental positive change.
And that's exactly, we're going to get back to my point, Diane, so I appreciate it. It doesn't matter, Sarah, does it? If it is from a basketball court, which is very important to that West Side community, to a big, large development like this, that's how Kono can come in and help navigate and help these neighborhoods form that community relationship, isn't it?
Yeah, from very small to very large issues. There's a lot of entry points into Kono and how we can help neighborhoods, from neighborhood cleanups to block parties, which we'll talk about later.
That's so exciting.
Lots of little touch points that the point of all of that is to connect with each other. And how do you do that? Across from the driveway, across the street, in your backyard, at the basketball court, whatever it is. So connecting
and
is important.
I think as fast as we are growing right now, that is a big thing, connecting, right?
Exactly.
Okay, we got to take a quick news break. We'll have more with Diane and Sarah next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Today, we are talking with Sarah Voss, Diane Leshen from Kono. And let's talk, because we've been talking about how Kono helps, by the way, Kono stands for Council of Neighbors and Organizations, how Sarah Kono helps connect organizations, or excuse me, communities, neighborhoods with other organizations, or say city or county resources, or leaders in our community. And somebody might be thinking, well, how do I, and also just connecting with other neighbors too. That's one of the biggest huge points of this, isn't it? So Sarah, if somebody is listening and they're going, I would really like to form a kind of a connection with my neighbors. Say they just moved to town, or they see that that neighborhood really does not have that kind of connection. How can somebody, can they reach out to Kono and help kind of build this and start this?
Yes, definitely they can. And that's a really great point, because there's a ton of HOAs in our community, a ton of neighborhood associations that are already formed, but there's a lot of holes in the community where there's no formal organization. And that's okay. We can still help you. And maybe you don't want something formal. Maybe it's a neighborhood watch where you've got a block captain and you work with the police department to kind of keep safe,
right,
keep the area safe. But maybe it's just a group of you that wants to connect and throw some parties or some events and
meet
social
your
events,
neighbors.
Meet your neighbors.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so we can definitely help with that. What we usually recommend is to have some sort of social event to kick that off. Maybe it's a neighborhood cleanup. Or maybe it's a block party, and just get people outside, connect with each other, having a barbecue together. And then what I always recommend is have a little sign-in sheet. Start collecting those emails or phone numbers so that you can connect with a phone tree. Maybe it's for emergencies,
right.
Or maybe it's just for fun, again, to connect with each other, to communicate when there's events happening, or nextdoor.com is a really good network, online network that you can communicate with people. It tends to be really big and overwhelming sometimes for some neighborhoods, because there's a lot of kind of classified information on there too, like looking for my lost cat, or I've got a job here. But it also can say, there's this car kind of driving through the neighborhood that I don't recognize.
It's suspicious. Yeah.
So
right.
There's a lot of different ways that we can help you connect just as an individual with your next door neighbor or across the street. And usually it starts with something fun.
Yeah. To help break the ice, kind of like an icebreaker, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Do they just reach out to Kono? Is that what they do?
Yep. They can reach out and talk to me. I like to do that part of the organization.
Yeah.
We have Max Cup in our office that's kind of the HOA guru, and he does a lot of that research and support group and everything with our HOA neighborhoods. But I tend to lean towards the neighborhood association just because I'm on my neighborhood association board. So I kind of get that perspective. So if you reach out and just kind of let me know what's going on, maybe there is an issue that you want to get to know people better. Maybe it's just you're new to the community and need to get plugged in. We can offer a lot of different suggestions on how to do that, what the best ways are to navigate through your neighborhood and feel safe and comfortable doing that as well. And then some ideas on how to have a little block party, or how to do a neighborhood cleanup. Again, just to have a face to the name, to your neighbor, to get to know them. Maybe their grass is long because they just had surgery. You know, like get to know
exactly. Can
what's
I help
going
you
on?
Yeah.
And we do all the permitting with the city of Colorado Springs for block party permits. We've actually partnered with the city of Colorado Springs to make that permit process easier. So the packet used to be really thick. I was filling it out one day, and I was for my neighborhood, and it was like, this is like foreign language. It was just a little difficult.
It's just like, just need a permit for a block party.
Exactly. Yeah. So I said, hey, can I tailor this a little bit? And because of our partnership with the city, they allowed me to take out some of the redundant language and made it a lot simpler for neighborhoods to fill that out. And Kono actually has 100 of our own, actually 140, I think, of our own barricades to lend to neighborhoods. So there is a fee year round to use those. But it's very, very nominal. Only $25 per party.
Oh, that's nothing.
It's
nothing.
Really. And you need sometimes up to 9. And we've actually got a block party this weekend. They need 26 barricades because there's a lot of arterials that they're kind of closing down. But I try to make it easier. If you work through me, I can help you fill out that paperwork really easily. And then I work with the city behind the scenes to get everything, you know, approved that you need to. I can help navigate that system for the neighbors to make it easier.
And sir, I think we should just kind of clarify, because we were kind of talking about this in the break, that you don't have to be a part of an HOA to be a part of Kono.
No, we do have memberships that include HOA organizations and neighborhood organizations that are memberships, but we also work with individual neighbors. You can be a friend of Kono if you want to support us financially, but really we serve neighbors and neighborhoods. So that means all people, really.
Yeah, all communities.
All people.
All neighborhoods.
Absolutely, Renee. And we have expanded that. You know, we definitely can say El Paso and Teller County.
And I was just going to say Teller County
right
now. Right,
and there's different nuances to Teller County, and we're not fully into those communities, but we have helped some neighborhoods up in Teller County, and we're open to helping more. But we also have relationships with the city of Manitou, as well as the city of Fountain.
Right.
Great relationships. And it's we're here for the individual as well as the larger organizations that are more structured. So,
and with the growing, you guys expect, obviously, to Kono just keep growing as well, right?
I hope so.
The
hope
community.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. Reaching Absolutely. Out and helping neighborhoods more, as they grow.
Yeah. I would say capacity is probably our only challenge, is we want to help more and more. And we're lucky to have our staff. We have a really great staff person, Julie Ramirez, that's from the Southeast community and working on some really great initiatives with Southeast. So it'd be awesome if we had a neighborhood leader
dream.
From every quadrant every, of the yeah. community.
Yeah. There's different nuances to all different
absolutely from all northeast
different portions,
to southwest
exactly,
to like I said, yeah.
Eastern Plains. Yep. So we have big dreams to have those, as Sarah said, community coordinators plugged in to really more fully engage with those neighborhoods, because that is our biggest challenge, is there's so many things going on and so many folks reaching out for some assistance that we have to sometimes say no just because we don't have the bandwidth. So
right.
We can do these really cool things as we expand our capacity, for sure.
Absolutely. And if folks are listening and they want more information, what's the website that they can go to learn more about, say, Sarah contacting you or mm-hmm. finding about forming their own like neighborhood association?
Yeah.
Or
our website is a really great place. We have a lot of resources there too for folks to look at. It's cskono.org. So CS as in Colorado Springs, Kono, Council of Neighbors and Organizations, .org.
But that's also, if you're in Teller County, you can go to that website as
yes,
well.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
sure.
Or Eastern Plains.
Yep.
Correct.
Fountain. Manitou Springs.
Yep.
Let's hear it. What?
Yep.
Did you guys like that? Okay, we're going to take a break, and then we have to tell you about the big block party coming up, how you can learn more about Kono, big fundraiser event, fun for the whole family. We've got more with Diane and Sarah coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Just a few more minutes left with Diane Leshen and Sarah Voss from Kono. And okay, we've been teasing it the whole hour. Let's get to it. It's the huge
Best
block.
It's,
I know. It is
coming
a huge,
this Friday.
Well, this is so much fun. Yeah, it's happening this Friday. It is the first day. Is it really first day of summer this Friday?
It's
yeah.
officially the first day of summer.
You know
Renee?
What? I had a blanket on last night because I was cold.
Can't
so,
lie. It's going to be gonna say
beautiful and sunny.
Fleece pants. What's going on here?
It is the first day of summer block party that Kono is throwing, inviting everybody to come out and talk with Kono and meet your neighbors, and so much happening. I mean, we're going to have live music.
Mm-hmm. Beer garden. $3 beers, thanks to some very generous breweries that are supporting this event.
That is fantastic.
Bounce house, free face paint for kids, a painted rock station, cornhole tournament. So much going on. This is our like model block party. We're showing the neighborhoods this is how to do it.
Yeah. So this is like, I was going to say, a bigger, more expanded version of how you help neighbors and get to know each other and do block parties in neighborhoods.
Exactly. Absolutely, Renee. And what's really cool is that these are preferred vendors that Kono has vetted and that are willing to work with the neighborhoods when people call up and go, hey, I'm looking for some food truck resources or a bounce house or a snow cone machine. We have those resources that we can help them not only get those materials for their event, but also maybe enjoy a few little discounts along the way. So this preferred vendor list will be also something that the neighborhood leadership can come and pick up.
And so this is a great opportunity. Well, first of all, anybody with their neighborhood that's connected with Kono, come out, right, and help celebrate. But also neighborhoods that maybe, or people or neighborhoods that are thinking, hey, we would like to get connected with Kono, perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. Exactly. The event is free. It's family friendly, as we've told you, some of the amenities that we're going to have. And this is a huge opportunity for folks that have never heard of us to come check us out and find out more. And for also all those neighborhoods that are already a part of our family to just come and have a really great time.
Okay. So it is happening this Friday. And where is it happening at?
It's right outside our offices. So it's in the parking lot. We're at 1506 North Hancock Avenue off of Uenta, close to the
kind
Patty
the
Jewett
downtown,
golf course.
Okay, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Downtown area.
Yeah, we're right down, a couple doors down from the senior center, if people know where that is.
Yeah.
We're off of a bus line. We're going to have some bike parking if you want to ride your bike here. But it's outside. We do have a rain plan, so it's happening rain or shine. We'll be inside the
senior
center. What
about a snow plan?
We'll make it happen.
Look at me.
It's
like,
going to be beautiful and sunny. So,
yeah, it's going to be gorgeous.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
And so do folks need to pre-register to come to this block party?
They do not need to. Okay. Our cornhole tournament was something that had a fee required with it, but that is
closed.
Guess what?
That's completely full.
We're super excited. We've got some police officers, some city and county elected officials playing cornhole. So it'll be a lot of fun to watch. We have some Olympic athletes coming out as well. So we're just really excited. It'll be a really fun thing to watch going on, because this is a fundraiser for Kono too. So we had to have a couple corporate sponsors in there as well. But really, it should just be a great networking event. People walking around, listening to music, having a good time. And they also are going to pick up some packets. This is a kind of a tee up and a kickoff to something that's happening in September.
Yeah, tell us about this. So this is Neighbor Up. September is Neighbor Up Month.
Yes.
So describe Neighbor Up Month.
So Neighbor Up Month was birthed out of Neighbor Up Week 2018, where we started this model of removing barriers, waiving permit fees for block parties and neighborhood parks. And it was so successful. It was just a fun 10-day window of activity that we went back to our municipality partners and said, how about we do this for a month? Because this really worked.
Because the response was really big.
The response was amazing. Okay. And so the timing, kicking this off the first day of summer, allows folks to start working through that paperwork process and celebrating the entire month of September, which is going to be proclaimed by all the municipalities we've talked about.
Oh, that's fun.
Manitou, Fountain, Colorado Springs, El Paso County, as the official Neighbor Up Month 2019, the full month of September, where all of these fees will be waived, working through Kono, including barricades. And we can even assist with a little bit of that neighborhood liability insurance if people have questions with that. Mm-hmm. So it's really just getting people to think about it. As Sarah said, this is a model event where we give people access to all these resources, but they can walk away with the toolkit so they can start thinking about September.
That's fantastic. Yeah. So they can pick up the packets at the block party.
On Friday, yep.
On Friday ready for Neighbor Up Month.
Yeah, and they can check out the calendar. I've already got maybe a dozen neighborhoods that are starting to reserve events for September already.
Yeah.
We only have 140 barricades, so we'd love people to start to get their permits filled out, get their plan, even if you don't know the details. So this Friday, we're really excited because we're really hoping people will also be excited and take these ideas back with them, start planning for September, and take advantage of those waived fees. Even though it's nominal throughout the year for the barricades through Kono, it really can be a lot when you're looking at those neighborhood parks. The cost can start to go up. And the liability can be an issue for those neighborhoods that don't have a formal organization.
Right.
And they just want to do a small little thing. So, the point of this is to connect with neighbors and reduce barriers.
And so to get more information about the block party, they can go to the cskono.org website, right?
Yes.
And they can also get information about Neighbor Up Month in September on the website as well, right?
Yes, exactly. Yep.
And if they just want to reach out, have questions, just call,
they can call 719-471-3105. Our general email inbox is information@cskono.org.
Right.
Because we'd love to tell you more about some cool ideas. Porch Fest is a thing, a really big neighborhood event that happens in Patty Jewett neighborhood, got the toolkit on how to do a porch fest. So we're looking all these different ideas, and we've got some really great sponsors and partners that helped us kind of get the word out for this.
Yeah. As I was thinking about it, Renee, we have, when you think about the in-kind, the breweries, and all of the support around this event, we have almost 20 sponsor partners.
For the block party.
For our event on Friday.
That's
and
great.
The cool thing too is that sponsorship carries over into the month of September. So these are folks that really believe in the concept of Neighbor Up, removing barriers, and neighbors getting to know one another and bringing pride and fun and support to their neighborhoods.
Well, thank you guys for everything that you do, Kono, and at Kono, because I mean, as we are growing, and for those of us that are natives, it's hard sometimes, right, to see the growth. And like you guys are promoting, stay connected with your community and your neighborhood. It's
exactly.
Fantastic.
Get involved. We should have so much fun, and have fun Friday. Come see us 5 to 8 p.m.
Go out for the block party.
Yeah.
So 5 to 8 p.m. at 1506 North Hancock Avenue.
You guys are awesome.
You're awesome.
Thanks
for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And coming up tomorrow on The Extra, we're going from Kono to CASA, court-appointed special advocates. Find out how you can help kids in our community and a lot more. That's tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.